Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 203.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com, our podcast and our reach to get to you somehow, some way, either through text, through voicemail, through writing, through email. We're wanting you to realize one thing and one thing only, and that is you too, you truly can go to the next level if you will simply apply yourself and believe in yourself. So many people feel like they just have nothing to offer in life, and I'm telling you, you could not be more wrong about yourself and about life than thinking you have nothing to offer. You know, my worldview sort of shapes some of my philosophy, but I'm going to tell you, you are not a cosmic accident. You didn't crawl out of a mud puddle just because lightning 2 billion years ago hit it, and you're just some wandering generality, but you are a meaningful specific created for such a time as this. And I want to talk to you today about how you can go to the next level by doing one simple thing, by adjusting one thing in your life. It will, I'm telling you, grow your income, your enjoyment, everything you touch and do in life will be better if you only modify this one thing. And that one thing is, drum roll please, your attitude. Yes, attitude will take you to higher altitudes or take you to the pits of you know where. I have been in business myself probably, I'm going on 26 years now, been an entrepreneur for most of that 26 years. Even when I was working for other people, it was production-based. It was merit-based income. It was commission. It was sink or swim, do or die. So I never known what it's like to just, you know, get paid a regular quote-unquote salary. Nothing wrong with that. Just it's not something I've ever experienced, except for just a short period of time working at a fast food restaurant. And a friend of mine who paid me hourly there for just a little bit until I got in back into sales. So for the lion's share of my life, it's always been production-based, commission-based. If you don't do something today, you do not eat today. And I will tell you, there's so many people, especially in the world that I live in now, with this wanting to come on, wanting to be an entrepreneur, wanting to take control of their income, wanting to take it to another level. They've experienced, they've tasted and seen that they can do more, they can experience more, and maybe because of some seismic shift, some macro shift in the economy, they've been grossly affected and are trying to get back to where they once were. All of those people, no matter your background, your back experiences, the things you've gone through, the one thing that I can see that is the common denominator from those who actually do something, that actually make something, that actually experiences more success quicker, that one common thing that I can see is the make or break, the deal breaker for all of them is their attitude. I'm telling you, attitude is crucial. And today I want to give you 10 ways, 10 simple habits to grow a positive attitude. I'm telling you, because if you don't grab a hold of this, if you don't do it, if you don't believe that it is a reality, that it is a present and palpable thing that you have to overcome, to achieve, to increase, to improve, if you don't believe the importance of your attitude, then you're dead out of the gate. If you think this is just some pop psycho babble that's just feel good, then you are grossly misunderstanding my purpose and my motivation here. I don't care if you feel good or not. I want you to be effective. And you will not be effective if you do not change and improve. And I'm talking to myself as well. Listen, we can all get knocked off our high horse from time to time. Life has a way of knocking you down. And like Rocky says in the open there, it will keep you down and bend you to your knees if you let it. But it's not how hard you get hit, but it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. And the only way you can do that is through a positive attitude. So number one, keep a gratitude journal. Sometimes one single event can ruin an entire day, and an unpleasant interaction or experience at night can overshadow the enjoyable parts of our day. With this awareness that our mind tends to cling to the negative, we can intentionally focus on the good parts of our day to offset this imbalance. Try writing down 5 things that you feel grateful for every day and see how your attitude changes. Science has found that gratitude can significantly increase your happiness and protect your stress levels, negativity, anxiety, and depression. Check this out. There are ways that you can become more grateful just by keeping a gratitude journal. I tell you, when we were in the darkest times of our life and losing our business, losing everything back in 08, going bankrupt, I found myself at the lowest low. And I knew this was a training, this was a teaching, this was a thought that I not only understood from my theology and my church, but also from training from people outside the church like Zig Ziglar, that I was such a huge proponent and believer in, and people like John Maxwell and others that I understood that if I did not have a positive attitude, I would never have a positive outcome. And so in those darkest moments, getting a letter from the bank saying, we're repossessing your house, we're taking your cars, we're doing this, I looked around and only thing I saw in the room, I was in the dining room, was a salt shaker and a pepper shaker on the dining room table. And you know what I did? I just started saying, Lord, I thank you for that dining room table. I thank you for the chairs around that dining room table. I thank you for the salt shaker and the pepper. I might lose everything, but at least I've got those right now. So I know I have a place to sit down with my family wherever we end up. And at least we'll have seasoning on whatever food you provide us. I had to get to that basic level to get my attitude turned around. You sometimes will have to do the same thing. You don't necessarily have to be at that low of a point in life. But the principle is still true. There's going to be times during the day, during the season that you walk through, that the things aren't going to work out the way you want. Well, be grateful for the things that you know you have, even if they're the most basic things. Number two, reframe your challenges. There are no dead ends, only redirections. Although we might try, there are very few things in life that we have complete control over. We should not let uncontrollable occurrences from the outside turn our inner into mush. What we can control is the effort that we put in, and when we give our full effort, there's no reason for regret. Have fun with challenges, embrace them, and adventures instead of attempting to resist and experience for growth. Sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. I love that as a quote by Robert Kiyosaki. Number three, get good at being rejected. Oh, if you're in sales, if you're an entrepreneur listening to me today, you have got to get good at being rejected. I have a saying, I only need 2% of the people I talk to actually like me for me to be a millionaire. And that is true. That's a statistical fact, because most campaigns, a good campaign, email marketing campaign, a text marketing campaign, a voicemail marketing campaign, out of the thousands of people that are listening to this podcast, out of the thousands of people that are coming to my blog, if only 2% of you buy into what I'm talking about, will engage me in my training, or engage one of the products, goods, or services, or reach out to one of the third-party vendors. I only need 2% of people that ever hear me to respond, and I'll be wildly successful. You need to get that same mindset. You have got to. You don't have to impress everyone. You don't even have to impress the majority of people. You're not running for president. You're just simply trying to put your value out there. And then if they reject it, don't worry. You only need 2% to be successful in this business. Number four, use positive words to describe your life. The words that we use have power. How you talk about your life is how your life will be. Oh, if I could tell you anything, is change your vocabulary about yourself and your life. Number five, replace have with get. Do you ever notice how many times we say that we have to do something? I have to go to work. I have to go to the grocery store. I have to pay my rent. Now change these little words to get and see what happens. I get to go to work today. I have money in my account today, so I get to go grocery shopping and buying food for my family. I get to pay my rent because I have a place to stay. See, I'm telling you, just by changing the word have with get, it's going to make you wildly more grateful and change your attitude. Number six, don't let yourself get dragged down into other people's complaints. I'm telling you right now, there are life suckers out there. You might have them in your family. You might have them at the church. You might have them at the school. You might have them at the workplace. But you have got to insulate yourself from these folks who want to pull you into their drama. Get away from it. Isolate yourself from it. Insulate yourself from it. Do whatever you... The old story I heard is the only way that you can take one crab, throw him in a bucket, he'll crawl out of it. But if you take two crabs, throw them in a bucket, neither one of them will ever get out of it. And that's the poor man's mentality. So many people are just down on life, down on everything, down on church, down on work, down on the nation, down on the I'm recording this right now, and we're going to have an election here in 2 days. And I guarantee half the country is going to be upset and just aggravated, no matter who wins. You can't allow other people's drama, their disappointments, their frustrations become your attitude, or you will stay there with them. Number seven, this is a big one, breathe. Our breath is directly connected to our emotions. Have you noticed we hold our breath sometimes when we are concentrating on something? Can you feel your breath change when you become angry or anxious? Our breath changes depending on how we feel. That is a biological fact. The great news is that you can get connected to the way, take control over the way you breathe, and it'll actually change the way you feel. Did you know that? Do it. Try it today. I guarantee you it'll work. Number eight, notice the righteous in times of tragedy. It's hard to have hope and stay positive when hate and violence is all over the media. What we don't see as much is that in every instance of natural disasters, war, traumatic experiences, you will find people rising up, reaching out, and helping and showing great feats of compassion and love. So when those things happen, concentrate on the good. It's easy to see the bad. It's easy to see the negative. Listen, 9/11 was a travesty. But the thing I focus on when I think back at those times, those darkest hours, and wondering if friends and family were safe, is all of the heroes that rose up, that were tested. When there's a new movie coming out about the Boston Marathon, and I'm glad, at least the way the previews show it, is they're framing it to show the heroes in that dark time that tested the spirit, that tested the resolve, that tested everything about those people at that time, in that moment. They were tested and they rose up. And that's what you got to focus on. That's what you got to concentrate on. That if there's any merit, if there's any good, if there's any virtue, if there's any good report on these things, we need to focus on. Number nine, have solutions when pointing out problems. I said posting. Have solutions when you're pointing out problems. Be positive. Being positive doesn't mean that you have to be oblivious to problems. It's actually the contrary. Positive people have constructive criticisms to improve conditions. If you're going to point out problems in people or situations or circumstances and places, make sure that before you ever point it out, you have thought of a solution, something that would bring value, something that would bring help, something that you could do yourself to improve the situation. Number 10, and finally, make someone else smile. I'm telling you, there's just something about this whole idea of sowing and reaping. And when you can encourage, that is, put courage in someone else, it's amazing how you will reap courage. You will reap goodness. When you start reaching out, listen, you're in business today, don't worry so much about the sale as you're worrying so much about how you have affected that person's day today. I promise you, you put good out, you cast your bread on the water, it's going to come back wave upon wave. Make someone smile today. This is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. Until next time, check us out. We'd love to help. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.